Okay, the city council will come to order. Carla, please call the roll.
Leonard? Fritz?
Here.
Fish?
Here.
Saltzman?
Here.
Adams?
Okay, a quorum is present. Our first item, or Carla, could you please read the first item?
Item 1265, accept the report of the Chief Administrative Officer on the fourth quarterly report of the Technology Oversight Committee.
Well, it's my pleasure to have the Technology Oversight Committee members to give us their fourth quarterly report. Is there somebody that is going to, you're all going to just come up and I think, Ben, you've sort of been acting as...
Used to give, Commissioner. Thank you.
Sure. Good afternoon. My name is Abby Kopic, and I work in OMF Business Operations, and I'm joined by Dan Bauer of the Technology Services, and we provide staff support to the Technology Oversight Committee. We're also joined by two citizens of the committee today, Ben Berry and Ken Neubauer. Our other members, Dave Lister, Doretta Schrock, and Wilf Pinfold, were unable to attend today. On behalf of Jack Graham, the city's chief administrative officer, we are submitting the fourth quarterly report of the Technology Oversight Committee. This report covers committee business from July to the end of September 2012. This quarter, the TOC has continued to consider methods for managing the workload as more projects come under TOC oversight. The TOC transitioned from hearing in-person updates at each monthly meeting from all five projects to just one or two projects at each meeting. The TOC still receives monthly written updates on all projects and quality assurance reports. However, we only allow time for one to two projects. And this allows us to have more time for in-depth discussion and questions. Projects are selected to present based on their upcoming milestones and any risk factors. The TOC continues to improve the monthly reports used by the project bureaus to increase the consistency and accuracy of the reporting. Two new additions will be implemented in the coming months. One is a new personnel tracking template that records the number of staff and the role of staff working on each project. This is intended to help bureaus and the TOC better track personnel resources. And the ITAP project will be piloting a new budget template this fall that creates a baseline budget and use...
Explain ITAP?
Yes.
We have too many acronyms around here, so...
Yes, that's fine. I have to make sure that I get it correct. Information Technology Advancement Project. Thanks.
For the Bureau of Development Services.
Yes, for the Bureau of Development Services. This budget template that they're piloting will create a baseline budget, and it uses standard SAP budget categories and time periods for the monthly reporting. This will help the committee, the TOC committee, better discern a project's condition and whether there are any risks related to the financial resources or spending. Summaries of the five TOC projects are on pages 3 to 8 of the report. We're not going to take the time to go into detail about each of the project updates, but project staff are currently on hand if you have questions about any of the current status on those projects at the end of the presentation. Now I'd like to introduce Ben Berry, one of our TOC members, who would like to say a few words.
Good afternoon, commissioners. It's great to be back with you today. I want to highlight a couple of things beyond the administrative report today. Just two. Number one, as noted in the quarterly report, the TOC reviewed the RFPs for projects that are formally under the oversight work being done by the city's SAP system, as well as planning work for developing a 311 system. Though these projects are not technically in the TOC portfolio, we continue to be kept informed of these projects' development. And secondly, in addition to the information about the Information Technology Advancement Project, ITAP, in the quarter report, I wanted to assure the council that this project is being monitored closely. In fact, directly after our meeting today, we are scheduled to meet with members of the technical team about ITAP. And so that was pretty much what I wanted to say this afternoon. And I'd open it up to Ken if you have anything else.
No more than that.
So, did you have anything further, Abby or Dan? Did you want to add anything?
Nope, I'm good. Thank you.
I feel like the quarterly reports are kind of becoming routine at this point.
Yeah.
Although it's nice to
I guess. So I just want to go through here for the public's benefit. There's five projects. The Information Technology Advancement Project. The TOC says the project's meeting expectations in its current phase, but questions about total cost and scope have arisen this quarter. And you did say you're meeting immediately
right.
after this session.
Immediately after this.
Review this further. The affordable housing software status project is currently meeting expectations, though there are risk of delay. Is that anything? That's not one of the two you looked at right now? Anything?
No.
Okay, nothing anybody wishes to add?
I think also it's important to note in the narrative that it says Bureau staff experienced some delayed response time from the vendor, and that was contributing to the delay. But apparently we have a lot of folks monitoring that situation, so
right.
thank you.
Next project, Storage Area Network. Project is currently meeting expectations. The next project is the monthly billing statements, the Water Bureau, Revenue Bureau. Project is currently meeting expectations. And I know that was something that the Technology Oversight Committee weighed in heavily and effectively on. And then the last project is the local area network technology refresh of the Bureau of Technology Services. Project's currently meeting expectations. Mm-hmm. And then you said, you're also looking at the 311 RFP and the SAP time management project review.
Right.
Okay. Great. So the 311 is going to be a software type of a project. So why wouldn't this fall under your jurisdiction? I guess did you say that, Abby? Or
We didn't address it directly. It's okay. still in its beginning stages.
Right.
So.
But it ultimately does fall under the jurisdiction of the Technology Oversight Committee.
Yeah,
it's
going through a review process, the intake okay. process for the TOC.
And the same thing with the SAP time management. I mean.
Yeah, for the SAP, it was determined originally that it didn't actually fall under regular jurisdiction of the TOC, just because there's a current EBS team that works on this. This is ongoing project, day-to-day business for them.
Okay.
So we didn't feel like it was a discrete project enough that would warrant TOC oversight.
We see
okay.
that more as maintenance,
okay.
Ongoing maintenance.
Okay, great. Any council questions? Okay, well, this is a report, so I'd entertain a motion to accept the report.
Second.
Okay. Carla, please call the roll.
And no one else signed up. Just
oh, I'm sorry, yeah.
Fritz?
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for your work and your diligence. I think we might want to look at, do we need you to come in every quarter if things are routinely going well, or could we just submit written something on the council calendar? But it's great to have the opportunity to ask questions. And I think it's evidence that because we have this great civilian oversight that we know that the projects are staying on track, and so. And I particularly want to thank you for your assistance with the 311 scoping at the beginning, and I'm looking forward to seeing that through to its end with your assistance. Aye.
Fish.
I want to thank you all for your service. Ken, you were a superb MC.
Ben.
Ben, excuse me. You were a superb MC today.
Thank you.
At the at Central City Concern. My bureau reports to me on progress around the software. This gives everyone a little bit of heartburn because of the complexity. So to have your report and the ongoing monitoring is really outstanding. So thank you for your work.
Thank you.
Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, I want to thank Ben Berry, Ken Niebauer. Neubauer?
Good.
Okay. Doretta Schrock, Dave Lister, and Wilfred Penfold for their service on the Technology Oversight Committee. I would just remind my colleagues the reason we established the Technology Oversight Committee with quarterly reports to council is so nobody can ever say we didn't know if anything was going wrong because it was in somebody else's bureau. So I would very strongly insist that these be quarterly reports to the council in a live council session such as we're doing today and not disappear in the stack of paper that we get as reports. So I will continue to say We expect you here every quarter. We expect you to continue to do the good work. Review software projects. Don't let them bite us, which is what your goal is. And you've done a great job so far. So
we'll beef up the per diem.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Please vote aye. Okay, so the report's accepted. And I think we have a 2:30. Is it a time certain at 2:30? So we're adjourned for 10 minutes.
I'm sorry. I was.
Oh, okay. Kent's over there.